Thank you very much, Wendell, for that kind introduction, and I will keep it very brief. But for those of you who are our foreign guests, this won't mean anything to you. But for those of you from the United States in this college education thing, actually, my son went to the University of Iowa. My wife went to the University of Northern Iowa. My daughter went to Iowa State. And Wendell, I didn't hardly get out of eighth grade. Now, actually, I'd like to welcome and thank all of you for taking the time out of your very, very busy schedules to join us. I know that many of you have traveled a long, long way, perhaps have just arrived, or maybe have been in the country for 3 or 4 days and have been traipsing around, getting exposed to ethanol plants, meeting with nutritionists, or looking at livestock operations. So, as Wendell indicated, we hope to keep this very brief this evening, but we are very appreciative that you're here. I'm also extremely pleased that we were able to put together this conference in partnership with our friends from the Renewable Fuels Association. Their president, Bob Dineen, who is going to visit with you briefly here in a couple of minutes, and the staff at the Renewable Fuels Association have worked very, very well with the U.S. Grains Council on this Export Exchange Conference. And you know, in the course of that, they've provided us with a great deal of counsel and insight, and yet I can honestly say that over the last 10 years, my involvement in the renewable fuels industry and in the international trade industry, in working with Bob Dineen and his group, I would not have expected any less. Bob has been a terrific supporter of ours when I was at USDA, and again now, and the Renewable Fuels Association has been very, very supportive. In addition to our co-sponsor, Renewable Fuels, and I'm not going to name them all, but we have two other very significant sponsors, one, the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, and the other, Pioneer Hybrid International, a DuPont business, have been very strong supporters in the development of this conference because they recognize the significance of this, not just to American corn growers, but also to our international customers. So I would urge you to take time to look at your programs because there are a number of other sponsors. And without their help, a conference like this would not be possible. I urge you to seek them out during the course of the next couple of days, and if you have an opportunity to stop and visit with them. We've actually planned the presentations over the next couple of days to hopefully stimulate thought, to provide an opportunity for questions, for making contacts, and quite honestly, we hope for doing some business. So while you're here and after you return home, please don't hesitate to call on any of us that are here. We want to make this an important and significant networking and learning opportunity at this Export Exchange. We hope that it's productive and frankly useful beyond the duration of this event. Because if we're successful, if we are successful at that, we're certain that in fact better markets will develop for DDG producers. But we're also equally convinced that as customers and users, for those of you who have traveled around the world to be here, you will end up with a more cost-effective and high-quality feed rations that will, in the final analysis, become the basis for a very solid and a very a sustainable new business venture. So with that, thank you for joining us. I would like to ask Bob to come up and make a couple of comments, and then we're going to turn you loose through those doors for some hors d'oeuvres and for some beverages of your choice.